Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
The 10 o'clock hour is the open home hour. Open for anything you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923. You can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com as well if you need to snap a picture to send it along to help describe your project. Send it to info@rosieonthehouse.com.
And I would also say,
oh, here it comes.
If you don't live in Arizona, like if you live somewhere in New York or, you know, Atlanta or whatever, we probably can't help you all that much. My first phone call this morning was from Miss Carolyn from New York, and she had a very thick accent, so I had a little hard time understanding, but she had hired a contractor and she was wanting to know what her recourse is. And I said, well, I don't know in New York. She said, well,
she was calling from New York.
I said, well, where is the house? So I thought, well, maybe, you know, you can't
Glendale,
tell the phone number.
Yeah, Chandler, Maryville.
New York. I said, well, I'm sorry, I really can't help you. But what do you guys do? I said, well, is he licensed? No, he's not licensed. I said, well, then you're probably in a little bit of trouble.
Well, you know, every state is different. In New York, you have to be licensed by city. As I understand it, there isn't a statewide, and not every city requires it. But if we know what city she's in, I know about a dozen contractors in the state of New York. Maybe at least we could give her the name of someone I trust and know as close to her as possible.
Well, I will give her a call back. That will
make
her day.
Maybe could help her out. I know guys in Buffalo and several guys right down in New York City, John Russ, that's all he does. Can you imagine remodeling 20 and 30 floor?
No.
When there's no parking for your trucks or your material or your workmen, your deliveries? I mean, how do you take a delivery of cabinets on a New York City street during the workday?
I don't want to find out.
It's absolutely mind-boggling. And I'll tell you, when I asked him, the more I got to know him, I asked him, he says, Rosie, it all has to do with cash. And that's all he said. That's not verified. I didn't test it. That's just what I was told by someone in the community.
I have to believe patience plays some kind of role in that as well.
Oh my. I don't even know how you estimate a job like that when you've got so much stand-around time or hauling materials up and down the freight elevator. So we'll try and put her in touch with one of the contractors I know in New York. And we've been able to do that fairly successfully over the years for Arizona homeowners who have a neighbor or a relative in another location that's experiencing some contractor dilemmas. We've solved quite a few of those coast to coast over the 34 years that we've been on air. We're talking about neighborliness in the whole month of January 2022. And a part of being a good neighbor is being aware of Rosie on the House. We've been here protecting Arizona homeowners for 34 years, and we're going to continue doing so. About 5 or 6 years ago, we started publishing a calendar, which actually works as a handbook for homeowners. It also lets you know what we're going to be covering on air, if it's a particular topic you're interested in, or it's about a project you're considering tackling. It's the only calendar I know of that comes prepared, ready to pay for itself. There are service coupons in this calendar that are worth hundreds of dollars for services you're probably going to need done at your home anyway. And the calendar is free. All you have to do is contact us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Let us know how many copies you would like, and we will drop them in the mail to you. The free Rosie on the House calendar and homeowner handbook. On the topic of neighborliness, we just had a neighbor drop in the studio. Mr. Seth Fink, co-founder of Focus Companies, our Rosie-certified insurance and financial planning advisor. When we pulled in, we kind of saw some things going on in the parking lot over there. What have y'all got going on?
Thanks so much for having me.
Looks fun.
We're holding a charity fundraiser car show today.
So we have shows are always fun.
Yeah. We're raising donations for Sunshine Acres Children's Home, as well as doing a shred-a-thon. So for those clients and friends that have all that shredding they've been saving up in their house, we have a mobile shredding truck on site there till noon today. You can bring by your boxes of shredding goodies.
Ordinarily, I would shred a lot of the paperwork y'all sent me, but one I got in the mail yesterday showed what you've done with my account since January. I think I'm not gonna shred that. I'm gonna frame it.
I'm sure Mr. Jansen would be very proud of you for that.
I was pretty tickled when I opened that. I'm like, ooh, hot dog, man, we're on a roll. How many cars have you got lined up over there in the parking lot?
I think from the time I came over here, it was probably about 35 or 40.
Man, which one do I got to get over there and see after the show?
Well, there's a little bit of everything for everyone. There's some modified trucks. There's some actual dragster race cars. Okay. There's a couple of old classics, some modern hot rods, a little bit of everything.
Well, tell everybody where you are so they'll know to get there. And how long will you be there today?
So we're at 7600 North 16th Street between Northern and Glendale. The car show and shred-a-thon will be going on until noon today.
How big a shredding container do you have?
It's actually a mobile shredding truck where they're shredding it on site. They take all your boxes and load it into these trash can sized dumpsters, and the truck actually goes and picks it up, throws it right in the mobile shredder. So,
man, oh man. So that's the Focus Company charity car show going on this morning.
Correct.
And Shred-a-thon. This is a perfect time to take a look at what you don't need filed anymore, throw it together. How long will y'all be there today?
Until noon, sir.
Okay.
And you're also accepting donations, bottled water, 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, deodorant, mac and cheese, cereal, and cash for shopping. And this is all for, again, you said Sunshine?
Sunshine Acres.
Acres. And talk about them for a minute.
They're an organization that helps support and house foster children. So that there's tremendous support in the community for those kids in need in our valley that don't have a place to live until they're placed in homes. So there's such a need and shortage for all the supplies and things that they need. Their actual list was thousands of different items, and we pared it down to just a handful.
So anybody attending could drop those off or, like you said, make a cash donation and at the same time enjoy the car show and the street rod. And if you've got paper shredding to bring by, you've got a big mobile truck doing that for free?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Absolutely for free.
Tell us a little bit about Focus Company. So I've been your other founder, Mr. Mm-hmm. Jansen. Mm-hmm. I met him when he was like 6 years old. His dad wrote my first ever insurance policy, and I've been with the Jansen family for now 45 years.
Wow. Very cool. We're actually, Focus Companies was started in 2009 by myself and Clay Jansen. We're actually a consolidation of two family-owned businesses. So you work with his father, Rick, since he started in 1976.
It was right after that.
my father, Mel Fink, started our accounting and tax practice in 1978.
Wow.
So we're two second-generation businesses that came together to form this alliance and this whole holistic firm where we do accounting and tax and insurance and financial advising and corporate and estate legal, health benefits, property and casualty insurance, everything that anybody could want.
We've moved all of my mother-in-law's accounts into your firm. I've recommended three of my children. I think two of them have moved everything into your firm, and I think Clay just talked to the third one this week.
Fabulous.
So we respect what y'all do. We appreciate it. And Seth, thanks a million for just walking down the street and our corporate neighbors. We're just down the street from each other. So Focus Companies, Charitable Car Show, and Shred-a-thon, all free, benefiting Sunshine Acres. Again, the address and the hours.
The address is 7600 North 16th Street, right off of Morton between Northern and Glendale. We'll be there till noon today.
Awesome. Thanks a million. Well, on the topic of good neighbors, that's what it's all about. What does it take to encourage your neighbor to come in off the sidewalk, walk up your front sidewalk, and say hello? Visit just a little bit. We're talking about that. We're also talking about anything you'd like to talk about. Lots of questions have come in while we were visiting. We've got somebody that wants to talk about, how do I clean ceramic tile and grout? Hire it out. I'll talk a little bit about that. Do you suggest resurfacing my porcelain sink? And does weather have to be at a certain temperature to work with cement and concrete? All questions that are coming in that we will get to, as well as your call. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can call us for free, toll-free, from wherever you are in the state of Arizona or New York, 1-888-767-4348. I'm here in studio. I'm Rosie. My son, Romy, is co-hosting the show, as he has since about the year 2002. My wife, Jennifer, sweet Jennifer, screens the calls, get your name, what your question might be, puts it up on my computer screen, and we get you into the conversation as quick as we can, all being run and coordinated technologically and electronically, engineering-wise, by our broadcast engineer, Mr. Gary D. So we are the team that are here every Saturday morning for you, the Arizona homeowner. We're here to inform you. We're here to protect you. We're here to educate you. And I hope somewhere along the way, we do a little bit of entertaining.